You said last week, Nick, that the Pittsburgh game is the one that really stuck in your craw. Was it because it was a championship game, because you felt you let one get away?
I think it's a combination of both. Obviously, when you get that close to where we got last year, it's, you know, hard to live with, hard to deal with that, because you never know what each season is going to bring, and you don't know if you're going to be fortunate to reach that point again. So, yeah, it kind of still sticks with me, and I'm sure it probably still sticks with a couple guys in this locker room.
So as you head to Pittsburgh, is revenge part of your thinking?
Nah, revenge is like hate. Such a dirty word, isn't it? No, just go and try to play well. We lost a very important game this past Sunday. So to face a team like this, you would have to feel there's a lot of emotions wrapped into it based upon what happened last year. But you can't let those emotions intervene with what we're trying to do as far as the season's concerned. So we just have to go out there and do the same thing that we've been doing throughout the year, try to play great on all three phases, and try to come out of Pittsburgh with a W.
Is that the point? I mean, this defense was great for six games, had a bad game. The real defense is the defense I know you guys feel that played the first six games.
Well, you use a word that I would probably try to subtract from that statement. You said was. You know, it was a great defense. We still are. You know, we have some great guys in this locker room. Our coaches get us prepared. But the whole thing is we have to go out and execute week in and week out. So, I mean, are we going to, you know, think of this game as being revenge? No, we just got to go out and execute. They're 2-5 team, but their record don't indicate how great that, you know, their team is. I mean, well coached, you know, a lot of tenacity, real tough team, run the ball effectively. So we think they're gonna try to come out and establish a run against us, because I mean that's what, you know, they do. So that's something we've been used to all season.
Nick, Mike was just saying the reason that they are probably 2-5 is because of the turnovers that other teams have been able to get. Obviously, that takes a big part of your game this week.
Well, obviously, no matter who you are and how great your roster may be on paper, if you turn the ball over in key situations, how can you, you know, expect to win? We've been in situations where, you know, we've turned the ball over a couple of times, and sometimes we've been able to squeak wins out. But you can't continue to do that, and unfortunately for them, they've been on the downside of that. So
during the offseason, weren't you telling us that you watched this film?
Yeah, I did initially afterwards, because it stuck fresh in my mind. Haven't watched it that much, you know, this year. Obviously, going into this game, we may watch, you know, certain plays or whatever that we perform well, just to kind of show us what we need to do a little bit better. Does that bring back the reminiscence of that game? Yes, it does.
When you look at Roethlisberger, does it look like his confidence is shaking right now?
No, I don't think it's the fact that his confidence is shaking. I mean, this is a guy who's undergoing a lot, you know, after the Super Bowl, the accident, you know, having his appendix removed. So, you know, that's, you know, a lot to go through, you know, during the season as a player, whether you were a player or not. But just the fact of him just kind of getting back in there, getting the feel of things, and just trying to alleviate all the distractions that have come up this far.
Would you guys rather see Roethlisberger or Bash this weekend?
It doesn't make a difference. The Pittsburgh team is going to be a Pittsburgh team, a well-coached team. So the quarterback doesn't really change the effectiveness of this team.
Nick, with the exception of the Raiders' loss, how surprising is it when you look at that game film to say, can't believe this is a 2-5 team?
Well, they outgained the Raiders in that game. So to come see that they actually lost that game, I mean, you know, you would think, well, how'd that happen? But you look at the turnovers, and sometimes when you turn over the ball, I think they had four turnovers. Sometimes it's hard to overcome four turnovers in any game, no matter who it is you're playing.
As a competitor, how much are you looking forward to getting another crack at these guys? Some guys have downplayed this week. Other guys have said, well, I'm kind of looking forward to it. How do you feel about that?
I'm not going to take anything extra in. I just have to go out there and perform as I've been performing this season. You know, don't try to hold any personal vendettas and make anything personal, because when you do, you get out of your game plan, and then that's when other players will get in your mind and kind of psych you out. So for me, my thing is to do the same thing I've been doing all season and trying to stay consistent.
As a team that blitzed a lot last season, and then what happened in the AFC Championship game, is there any correlation between last year's blitz package and the fact that you're not blitzing as much this year?
Well, no, that's all based upon who you play from week in to week out. Sometimes you don't have to do certain things, you know, smoke and mirrors to actually do what you need to do.
But
on
this
defense.
Year, you really haven't blitzed at all. I mean, this is seven straight games.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. We realize, you know, you don't have to use smoke and mirrors to actually be an effective defense. And that's what we've done thus far. So we're going to continue to do that.